We're going to talk about that game now as we're joined by Mr. Adam Vingan out of Washington. You can read his stuff all over NBC Washington, NHL.com, and on Twitter at Adam Vingan. Adam, welcome back to the show. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. As I was preparing for this interview, I was looking at your Twitter account, at Adam Vingan, and in your bio, it says, enough is enough and it's time for a change. Is that a nod to Mr. Owen Hart?
Yes, I'm a big fan of the King of Hearts, Owen Hart.
Well done, man.
Yes, very much so.
Well, I have about 27 wrestling questions we will get to eventually, but first we're going to talk about the Oilers taking on the Capitals. Tonight from Washington, Washington's hanging on to a wild card spot in the East with 24 wins on 56 points. It's Barry Trotz's first year with the Washington, Adam. What's the biggest difference you've noticed in the Capitals under Barry Trotz?
Well, I think almost every statistical category has improved from last season to this season. Goals against are down, shots against are down, they're scoring more, even strength offense is better, the power play is still humming along. I mean, every single thing that played the Capitals last year, for the most part, has righted itself under Barry Trotz. And we use a lot of buzzwords to talk about how hockey teams play. One of the most frequent is structured, and the Capitals, who often looked rudderless under Adam Oates for two seasons, particularly last season, which cost Adam Oates his job. The Capitals look like they actually have an identity. They're no longer a rush-heavy team on offense. They're more of a cycling, chip-and-chase, grind-you-out kind of team, which, as we all know, when you look at particularly the Los Angeles Kings, that's how they win Stanley Cup. They play that heavy game that teams like to talk about. So it certainly seems like the Capitals, you know, there's plenty of games to go. The All-Star break is just about approached, but they look like they are in prime position to prove that their exclusion from the Stanley Cup playoffs last year was just a temporary thing.
When you look at the Capitals, obviously everyone wants to talk about Alexander Ovechkin. He had 51 goals last year, 79 points, but was minus 35. And say what you will about plus minus, some love that stat, some hate it. But this season, he's plus 12, and his goal scoring really hasn't slowed down. He scored 25 goals. I believe it's on pace to get around the 50 goal range. But have you noticed a difference in Alex Ovechkin's two-way game under Barry Trotz?
Yes, I have, and Barry Trotz has sort of served as a pitch man for Alex Ovechkin this season, to the point where we in Washington have probably exhausted every single question we could possibly ask about Alex Ovechkin, minus personal life. Barry Trotz has noticed it. I've noticed it. General Manager Brian McClellan has noticed it as well, that there is a commitment to playing in all three zones. As you mentioned, he has scored 25 goals and is a plus 12, and as you also mentioned, that's a very polarizing statistic, plus minus. So I think a lot of it has to do with just how much better the Capitals are at manufacturing even strength offense. They were one of the worst teams in the NHL last year in terms of scoring a goal 5-on-5, and this year they're much better. So that certainly helped out. So that's, of course, makes a living from that left face-off circle on the power play. I know those goals don't affect plus minus, but he has been better at even strength. His teammates have been better at even strength. I really do think that helps. And Barry Trotz has said a few times this year, I think he said most recently a few weeks ago when he first met Alex Ovechkin, when he saw he was in minus 35, he said, hey, if you want to be in minus 35, you're going to have to score me 90 goals this year. And I don't think that's obviously going to happen, but yes, Alex Ovechkin, his based on statistics, the defensive play with him on the ice has improved. And he hasn't had to sacrifice that offensive game that we know he has to do that.
We're joined by Adam Vingan out of Washington, previewing the Oilers-Capitals matchup tonight. Between the pipes, Braden Holtby has been very solid for Washington. He's got 22 wins. His save percentage is over .920. His goals against is 2.22. Is this just a guy, he's 25 years old, is this just a guy that's finally getting more comfortable with being a full-time starting goalie in the NHL?
I think so, and I think with all the moves that the Capitals made this offseason, bringing in Barry Trotz and signing Brooks Koepka and Matt Niskanen during free agency, I think their shrewdest move was hiring goaltending coach Mitch Korn, who worked with Barry Trotz throughout his NHL coaching career in Nashville and followed him here to Washington. Mitch Korn, the stable of goaltenders that he's worked wonders on is a who's who, Pekarine, Dominik Hasek, the list goes on and on. He's really worked wonders with Braden Holtby. Last year, the Capitals wanted him to kind of curtail his aggressiveness. Braden Holtby is an incredibly athletic goaltender. He likes to challenge shooters. They wanted him to stay back a little bit, and you could tell just by his numbers and how he was playing that his confidence was shot. This year, they're really embracing how Braden Holtby wants to play. And he did not play in the Capitals' last game against the Dallas Stars. It was, it ended a 21-start franchise record, 27 straight appearance streak for Braden Holtby. He'll get back in the goal tonight against the Oilers. But yeah, he's been playing very well. A lot of people were wondering if maybe he would get an all-star consideration with the number of goaltenders that were hurt, that were named to the all-star team, Jimmy Howard, Pecorine. He did not make the cut, but honestly, I think he's happy about that. I think he'd much rather rest and prepare for the stretch. And I think the Cavs are going to ride him a lot, and just years have struggled this year. Not that it's all his fault, but in the times that he has played, he hasn't been very good. So I think the Cavs are going to be riding Braden Holtby down the stretch. So any rest he can get, I think he's going to benefit the most from this All-Star break coming up.
Adam, which Capitals player won the lottery and gets to ride shotgun with Alex Ovechkin and Nick Backstrom?
Tonight it's going to be Andrei Burakovsky for the 8th straight game. And Burakovsky, he's a natural wing, and he played wing with the Erie Otters last year. He skated next to Connor McDavid. Barry Trotz wanted to convert both Burakovsky and Evgeny Kuznetsov into centers. And Kuznetsov has really taken a hold of that second-line center position, which many people know has always been characterized by upheaval in Washington. The list of players who have filled that position, even in like the last 4 or 5 years, is ridiculous. But he's really found a spot right there in between Marcus Johansson and Troy Brouwer. Trotz admitted that he was too ambitious, like I said, that trying to convert both Burakovsky and Kuznetsov to center at the same time. So he sort of put the Burakovsky experiment on hold and has them skating next to Alex and Nick. I think the three of them have a very dangerous offensive game. I think that's a position that if the Capitals are going to look for something by the March 2nd trade deadline, they're going to look to see if they can find a top-line winger that can play with Alex and Nick. I think they've rotated through 7 different wingers this year that have started games alongside those two. I think Burakovsky's done a good job so far, and I think while they want him to play center ultimately as he develops in the National Hockey League right now, they're going to stick him on the wing.
Adam Vingin from NBC Washington joins us, previewing Oilers Capitals tonight. Washington hanging on to one of the wildcard spots in the East playoff hunt. Adam, are the Capitals healthy as we're one game before the All-Star break?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, just how are the Capitals healthy right now? Are there any major injuries for the team?
Oh, yes. No, there are no major injuries. They've actually been relatively healthy this year. I mean, Brooks Leg had some shoulder issues in November that kept him out for a long period of time. Mike Green missed some time earlier this season. I mean, Nate Schmidt, who's been skating with Mike Green on the third pairing, fractured his shoulder blade last week in a conditioning stint with the Hershey Bears of the American Hockey League, and is out 6 to 8 weeks. But Jack Hillen has filled in for Green for the time being. But yeah, they've stayed relatively healthy, which is sort of impressive in the NHL. None of their major players have been out for long stretches. And of course, that takes a lot of luck in the NHL, and there's still plenty of season left, and, you know, the knock on wood, they don't have any problems. I'm sure they're counting their blessings, but yeah, for the most part, they've been healthy, and I think it's really contributed to their success.
This is the last game before the All-Star break for the Capitals. Like I said, they have a playoff spot right now, hanging on to one of the wildcard spots. Is this where you thought they would be as we reach the All-Star break, kind of in the mix? They could still finish in the top three in their own division, but is this kind of where you thought the Capitals would be at this point?
Yeah, I thought they would be certainly challenging for at least a wildcard spot. The division that they're in with the Metropolitan Division, there are a lot of really good teams in that division. And the Capitals were the best team from this past weekend through the start of December through this past weekend when they lost 2 games in regulation on the road. They were the best team in the league through the beginning of December with a 14-2-4 record. Even then, the Rangers have been incendiary. They've been winning, you know, tons of games. The Penguins have been sort of flip-flopping right now, but they're still 2 points ahead of both the Rangers and the Capitals, and the New York Islanders have been great. They have a 7-point lead over the Capitals in the Metropolitan Division. I think, for me personally, the way that the Eastern Conference playoff standings look right now, with teams like the Islanders, Rangers, Penguins, and Capitals, and I believe in the Atlantic, it's the Bruins, Canadiens, Lightning, and Red Wings, not necessarily in that order. I think those are the 8 teams that you're going to see in the Stanley Cup playoffs representing the Eastern Conference. I'm not sure if any of the teams on the outside right now are going to make any late season pushes. It's just a matter of jockeying for position. I'm pretty confident that the Capitals, they've proven that, that I don't think this team is as capable of having those late season inconsistencies that they did last year. They lost 5 straight games at the end of the season, which sort of, put the nail in their proverbial coffin. I think this team is it can rebound well, and it will start tonight against the Oilers, who as you know, have been struggling all year and have not been a very good road team. The Capitals have won 7 straight games at home. So they really want this game after 2 losses in regulation over the weekend, their first consecutive losses in 6 weeks. But I think you're going to be seeing them in the conversation for the Stanley Cup playoffs for the rest of the season.
Adam, we'll get you out of here on this one. We began our conversation with a brief chat about Owen Hart. I'll get your Royal Rumble winner pick, which takes place this weekend. Who do you think is going to win the Rumble?
I'm going to go, well, that's a very good question. Right now I've got 2 choices. Right now I'm contemplating between Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. I think those two have the greatest shot, but you never know. Sometimes it's very predictable, sometimes it's not. I prefer when it's unpredictable, of course, but if I had to put my money down on a scripted professional sporting event, I would put it down on Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns.
Well, Adam, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for stopping by.
Of course, thank you for having me.